Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo abaana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya nno mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Obulamugamba butya.
And how is your lives?
Mukama mulungi.
Is God good?
Ekiseera kyonna.
All the time.
Yesu aba mulungi.
Jesus is good.
Twebaza Katonda kitaffe omuyinza ebintu byonna.
We thank God Almighty.
N'ekigambo ky'Omukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Even His word, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Wamu n'omwoyo we omutukuvu.
Together with His Holy Spirit.
Ku lw'eggye ly'abamalayika lye basiyongedde okutumira.
For the armies of angels they have moved on sent for us.
Okwongera okuweerezaamu naffe.
To move on staff together with us.
Era nga bazira b'amaanyi abongera okutuyambako tukize ekigambo kya Katonda.
And they are the mighty ones who help us fulfilling the word of God.
Zaburi ya 13:2.
As in Psalms 103 and the verse 20. And in Revelations chapter 22. Verse 7 unto 9. When Angel Gabriel explained Apostle John. That they are workers with those who hold the book. The word of the book, the Bible. And we serve God. Even this day, we want to move on with the fifth part of the answering of God unto the world. Why there are many problems from when the year 2020 began. We want to move on with the fifth part.
Katonda aleta answers.
God brings answers.
Iranga answers zino ziri mu emitendere ebiri.
And these answers are in the two categories.
Tulina mu answers nkuru.
We have the main answer.
Yaitidwa answer mu answers zonna.
Which was called answer in all the answers.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Iranga twajitandikako twolekedde mu kitundu eky'okutaano.
And we began on it, we headed on to the fifth part.
Nga tulaba answer mu answers zonna.
And we see the answer in all the answers.
Oluvannyuma tujja kuba tweyongerayo n'okulaba answers nnyingi.
After we shall move on to see the many answers.
Ezisinzira mu bunabbi bwa Katonda obwandikwa mu Bible nga butuukirira.
Those basing in the prophecies of God written in the Bible coming to pass.
Naye ka tujira tweyongerayo.
But let us move on.
Ne answer mu answers zonna.
With the answer in all the answers.
Okugamba nti
to saying that
ebyo na bibiriwo mu nsi muno.
All those are happening in the world.
Endwadde n'ebizibu ebirala bingi.
Sicknesses and many other problems.
Okuva omwaka 2020 lwe gwatandika.
From when the year 2020 began.
Kubanga Katonda.
Because God.
Agulawo mbutongole.
He officially opens.
Okuyitibwa kwe kwazza asuubiza mwanga gonna.
His worldwide promised call.
Okuli ku ggwanga erya Uganda.
Which is on the nation of Uganda.
Ebya AD.
In this era of AD.
Bawe byali ku ggwanga.
As it was on the nation of Israel in the era of BC.
Iranga gwe mulimo gwa Katonda ogusembayo kusemazinga wenseno.
And it is God's final work on this planet earth.
Era revival.
In the revival. And the restoration.
Okusingira okusembayo kusemazinga wenseno.
The greatest and the last on this planet earth.
Kusinzira mu Uganda kulali Africa.
Basing in Uganda part of Africa.
So tugenda kuba tuyongereyo n'engeriza feziriye satu.
Now we're going to move on with our three ways.
Katonda zazabikulamu okuyitibwa oko.
Through which God has come revealing that call.
Iranga tu agena maso n'engeri y'okusatu.
And we still move on with the third way.
Katonda bwe yabikkula okuyitibwa oba omulimu gwe guno ogusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi.
When God revealed the call or his final work on this planet earth.
Revival era okuddizibwa obujja okukyasinze.
The revival and the restoration the greatest.
Ng'asinzira mu bunnabbi obusinzira mu byandiko ebitukuvu.
And is basing in the prophecies based in the scriptures of truth.
Obufulumye mu biro bino ebya AD.
Those released in this era of AD.
Okusinzira mu Uganda.
Basing within Uganda.
Ne wabweru wa Uganda.
And outside Uganda.
Era bwe twamaze okuwulirako okwolesebwa okwava mu ggwanga erya Australia.
And after we finished hearing the Australian vision.
Ku ggwanga erya Uganda.
On the nation of Uganda.
Nga bwe kwawandikwa mu mawulire ga New Vision paper.
As it was written in the New Vision newspapers.
Mu mwaka ogwa 1992.
In the year 1992.
Onako olwaliri omukaaga.
The day was the Saturday.
Nako z'omwezi zaali 14.
The date was the 14th.
Omwezi ogwe 11.
In the month of November.
Okuyita munabi Uwero Heremoti.
Through the prophet Wilhelm Motzel and Emil Klein. When they most indicated that God is here in Uganda and is basing in Uganda to do his final work on this planet earth. That was the main thing in all those spoken the Australian vision.
Uganda.
Onto the nation of Uganda.
Katonda asinzira mu Uganda wano.
That God is blessing within Uganda.
Okora omulimu ogusemeye kusemazinga wenseno.
Do his final work on this planet Earth.
Miranga bategezeza.
And they told us that the one to lead this work is right here in Uganda. And he has to be like Prophet Elijah,
Moses,
and as the heir to the throne of David. It is to say that to be as King David and to be as his heir King Solomon, all wisdom of God and understanding, and knowing as his word is. Now we have to see the vision which came out from within Uganda through the Apostle John Mulinde. Apostle John Mulinde
of Prayer Mountain, Uganda.
Of the Prayer Mountain, Uganda.
Ne World Trumpet Mission.
And the World Trumpet Mission.
Okwolesebwa ku Uganda. Obunabbi ku Uganda.
A prophecy on Uganda.
Mukatabu kali akamanyiddwa nga
in the book entitled
Egwanga Masanganzira,
Nation in the Crossroads.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. This day we want to move on with that. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. God who promised to answer us when he first told us in Amos chapter 3 verse 6 and 7. And he speaks like this. Let's read there we hear.
Amos esura eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Amos chapter 3 and the verses 6.
Bafuuyira ekkondeere mu kibuga abantu ne batatya. Obubi bugwa ku kibuga Mukama nga tabuleese.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Bafuuyira ekkondeere mu kibuga.
They blow a trumpet in the city.
Abantu ne batatya.
And people do not get afraid.
Omutawana gugwa mu kibuga.
Can there be calamity in the city?
Nga Katonda taguliisi.
And the Lord has not brought it.
Obanga Katonda tagukkiriza kubeerawo.
God's not allowed it to happen.
Ekyo nno we tusinziira.
That's where we are basing.
Ate okuleeta ekitundu kino ekyokutaano.
And to bringing this fifth part.
Okwanukula kwa Katonda.
The answering of God.
Eri ensi.
Onto the world.
Lwaki waliwo emitawana mingi?
Why there are many problems? Ever since this year 2020 began, as he officially opens his worldwide promised call, which is on the nation of Uganda, in God's final work on this planet Earth, and the revival and restoration, the greatest and the last of the planet Earth, blessing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And in this year, the 1995,
Katonda yagenda maso era okuwa omutume John Mulinde.
God moved on to give the Apostle John Mulinde
of Prayer Mountain, Uganda,
of the Prayer Mountain, Uganda,
ne World Trumpet Mission,
and the World Trumpet Mission.
Obuweereza obusinga nibwo olumu mu bitundu bingi eby'omunsi
buno. The ministry found almost many parts of the world.
Obunabbi ku Uganda.
A prophecy on Uganda.
Mukatabo kali egwanga masanganzira.
In the book entitled Nation in the Crossroads.
Kali emitawana jonna gye mujja mulaba egiriwo.
Now all troubles you come seeing happening.
Najigenda maso okubasongera ku nseri n'okuyimirawo ku lwammwe mu kaseera kano.
And they move on point for you on the world to stand for your sake in this time.
Kubanga laba Mukama akola omulimu gwe ogusembayo okusema zinga w'ensi.
For behold, God does his final work on this planet Earth.
Era bino bye bimu ku ebyo bingi bye tuzze tubalabula.
Then these are some of the many we've come warning you.
N'okubuulira,
even to instructed to tell you in all wisdom,
mukutegeera,
understanding,
n'emukumanya ng'omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda bwe guli,
and in the knowledge as the word of God is,
mu bitundu biri ebina ebisoose,
in the first four parts,
ebyokwanukula kwa Katonda eri ensi,
of the answering of God to the world,
lwaki waliwo emitawana mingi wansi w'enjuba,
why there are many troubles under the sun. Ever since the year 2020 began. Those have come to be like that. And God has come speaking of this final work on this planet Earth. And he shows the world where that work will begin from. And the nation to lead that work. From Africa. Known as Uganda, Pearl of Africa. That's why in Amos chapter 3 verse 7. And he said like this.
Amos esura eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Amos chapter 3 and verse 7.
Mazima Mukama Katonda taliko kyalikola wawula nga abikkulidde abaddu be bannabbi ekyama kye.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Bw'osoma Amos essula ey'okusatu onyola omusanvu.
If you read Amos chapter 3 verse 7.
Mazima ddala Mukama taliko kyalikola.
Surely the Lord will do nothing.
Okujjako ng'amaze okubikkulira bannabbi be ekyama kye.
This is revealed his prophets is secret.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ebigenda maso wakati munsi.
What's moving on in the midst of the world?
Buchango mwaka 2022 gutandika.
Ever since the year 2020 began.
Nebi ebigenda okwongera okujja.
And those going to move on to come.
Tewali kwebi ekitamanyiddwa bulungi eri Katonda.
Thing of those not known well before God.
Ere chama cha Katonda mbino byonna.
And the secret of God in all these.
Chama kiri emabega webintu bino byonna.
It's the secret behind all these.
Newankubaddenga nomubi naye alina ebyama bye.
Even though the evil one has his secrets behind.
The
evil Satan and his demons. The fallen angels. Known as the aliens. Together with servants of Satan coming from the human beings. God too has a secret behind and it's the main secret. The secret of the final work of God on this planet Earth. They sink in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. The revival. The restoration of all things. Ever since heavens and earth were created. As
they
are written in the Holy Scriptures. Those in the Bible. And the prophets are like Apostle John Mulinde. Them too were told concerning this work. As we've told you of the prophecy on Uganda. In the 1995. In the book entitled Nation in the Crossroads. Through the Apostle John Mulinde.
Of Prayer Mountain, Uganda.
Of the Prayer Mountain, Uganda.
The World Trumpet Mission.
And the World Trumpet Mission. The ministry which is in the entire world. And that ministry. He began it basing in the Isaiah chapter 18, verses 1 to 3, where they told us that this nation, when we begin to blow the trumpets, let all nations of the world hear. Let us read there we hear.
Isaiah, esule ye kumi nomunana, noru nyiriri olusoka.
Isaiah chapter 18, verses 1.
Wowe! Ense yokwakwaya kwebiwa watiro eri emitala w'emigga gya kuusi.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much. That war
eri ensi eyokwakwaya kwebiwa watiro
unto the land of wearing of wings
eri emabega w'emigga gya Ethiopia
beyond the river of Ethiopia.
Tuzze tunuulira omugogo ogugenda mu Ethiopia.
We've come looking that river going to Ethiopia and many other nations
okutuukira ddala Mediterranean Sea
reaching the Mediterranean Sea
omugga kiira
the river Nile
ne boogera nti eri emabega w'emigga gya Ethiopia
but they say beyond the river of Ethiopia. They point at the source of that river. Spoken of most in the Isaiah chapter 19 verse 5 to 7. Where there is the source of this river. Here in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Basing at Jinja. In the district of Jinja. Praise Jesus man. But the Apostle John Mulinde. When he was beginning the ministry. The World Trumpet Mission. He based it in the verse 2 and the verse 3. Isaiah chapter 18. Let's read we hear.
Isaiah esura eyekumi nomunana. Noru nyiriri oru okubiri.
Isaiah chapter 18 verses 2.
Etuma ababaka kunyanja mubibaya kumazi. Ngeyogera nti mugende mwababaka abangu. Erie gwange gwanvu, ere gwewevu. Erie abantu ababanga abentisa kasokede babera wo na guno gujwa. Egwange erigera, ere lirinyirira ddala. Ensi yawe emiga yigisazemu. Olunyoro kusatu.
Wewao.
Yes.
Mwemwe naba tula munsi, namwe ababera ku ttaka lyensi, ebendera bwewandikibwanga ku nsozi, mulabanga. Ere kondere bwe lifuuyibwanga, muwuliranga.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Bw'otunuulira mu Isaiah esula ey'18.
When you look to Isaiah chapter 18.
Onyo olwokusatu.
Verses 3.
Lugamba nti mmwe mwenna abali mu nsi.
It says all you inhabitants of the world.
Muwulire.
You hear.
Ebendera bw'ewanikibwanga.
When the banner is lifted.
Twogera ku bendera ya revival.
Speak of the banner of revival.
Era ekondeeri.
And when the trumpet
is
blown.
Mwenna muwulire.
All of you here.
Kale omutume John Mulinde.
Now the apostle John Mulinde.
Yatandika obuweereza World Trumpet Mission.
He began the ministry World Trumpet Mission.
Nga ateekateeka.
And he was preparing.
Olw'omulimu guno.
For this work.
Kubanga Katonda yamuwa okwolesebwa ku ggwanga erya Uganda.
Because God gave him a vision on the nation
of Uganda.
But he told him.
Omulimu guno si gw'ogenda ogukola.
This work, it's not you who is going to do it.
Wabula gwe teekateeka.
But you prepare. Begin to blow the trumpet to the nations that there is a marvelous work, a miracle, and a wonder which's coming from Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And Apostle John Mulinde has been passing through all nations of the world. And it's this work preparing for beginning today. This year 2020. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Son of the living God. When God gave him the vision. According to that book. A prophecy on Uganda. Book entitled Nation in the Crossroads. He spoke as he told us like this. Let's read of those which are in that book. When we begin with the first paragraph, he said this.
He says,
Egamba.
God said,
Mukama yagamba,
a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit
okuyiwa okwamanyi okw'omwoyo omutukuvu
is about to come upon the nation of Uganda.
Kuli kumpi kujja ku ggwanga lya Uganda.
It is going to transform this nation.
Tugenda kyusa eggwanga lino.
And the church.
Ne kanisa.
From what it is today.
Okuva kwekyo kyeri leero.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Akatundu aka akasooka ka paragraph esooka.
That first part in the first paragraph.
Katonda yogera n'omutume John Mulinde.
God spoke with the apostle John Mulinde.
Nti wagenda kubaawo okufukibwa kw'omwoyo okw'omuggundu.
There is going to happen a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Ku ggwanga lya Uganda.
On the nation of Uganda.
Okusobola okukyusa eggwanga lino.
To be able to transform this nation.
Okuva mu bibi byalimu mu kiseera ekyo awamu ne kino.
From issues it was into in that time, even this time.
Era n'okukyusa ekkanisa okuva mu ebyo byerimu ebiswaza olwaleero.
And to transform the church from the shameful things east into these days.
Okutuuka mu kitiibwa.
To reaching into glory.
Nga tugenda okudda tujja kunnyonnyola.
As we are going to get back, we shall explain.
Omwoyo yayiwiddwa atya era afaanagana atya.
That spirit poured out, how does it appear like?
Okutuuka ku bujjuvu bw'omwoyo omutukuvu.
To reaching the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Mu kiseera kino okusobola okukyusa ensi eno, okukyusa ensi nga Uganda.
In this time, transform nation as Uganda.
N'ekkanisa mu Uganda.
In church in Uganda.
Olwo nno okusobola okukyusa ekkanisa mu nsi yonna.
Then be able to transform church in the whole world. In the whole world.
Ayongera n'agamba.
He speaks and he says.
Mu katundu ba.
In the Part B. Paragraph 1. He said like this.
It says.
Agamba.
It is going to break many things that has been barriers to his work.
Kugenda kumenya ebintu bingi ebibadde bikugira omulimu gwe.
It is going to change everything and glory his name.
Kugenda kukyusa ebintu byonna era kulumiza erinnya lye.
Kugamba wa agamba.
Now he says.
Omwoyo ono ng'ayuddwa ow'omugondo.
That this might outpouring of the Holy Spirit after it happens.
Omwoyo omutuku omwejjovu bwe.
The Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Tujja mulaba akakola emyoyo musanvu egya Katonda.
We shall see him, he makes the seven spirits of God.
Era amaaso omusanvu aga Katonda agatumbwa mu nsi yonna.
And the seven eyes of God set in the whole world.
Alyoka amenyemenye ebibadde biremesa omulimu gwa Katonda.
That will break all barriers which hindered the work.
Omulimu naddala guno gwennyini ogusembayo okusema zinga w'ensi eno.
Mostly this final work on this planet Earth.
Okusinzira mu Uganda kula lya Africa.
Basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Era nga gwa kukyusa ebintu.
And it's to change things.
Omwoyo ono bwayibwa.
When the spirit is poured.
Owamanyi.
The mighty outpouring.
Aba agenda kukyusa ebintu.
He is going to change things.
Paka nga tuyingira mu kugulumiza. Mukuze ekitiibwa ky'erinnya lya Katonda.
Till we enter in glorifying and restoring glory of God.
Bw'olaba ebizibu byonna Mukama by'alekedde.
If you see all problems God has left to the world.
Mu kiseera kino.
In this time.
Obeera okugyemu.
for rebellion and for not seeking him with all their hearts, with all their lives. It began to change everything. That though you see problems, but it's going to happen, the mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Because the change and transforming of all things. Until the glory of the name of God comes back. This is final work on this planet Earth. Blessing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And it does revival. And the restoration.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the second paragraph, part A. It says like this.
He said,
Agamba,
the time has come
akasera katuse,
when my hand is going to open the borders of Uganda.
Omukono gwange we guna gendo kugula borders za Uganda.
I do not know what exactly that means.
Echo simanyi dala che chitegeza.
I do not know how he is going to do it.
Era simanyi nangeri jagenda chikola.
And I cannot even imagine how open borders are like.
Era sobola chifu mitiriza border eziguddwa ozibera zitya.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. If you look to paragraph 2 of the vision of Apostle John Molinde, the prophecy on Uganda in the year 1995, he says, God told him, my hand is going to open up borders of Uganda. But he says, I don't know
exactly
what that means.
And
the way he's going to do it, I don't know. And I cannot imagine. I imagine it's going to open to which extent? That today we can understand it.
And
when we come back explain every paragraph we read in scriptures, you'll understand well Isaiah chapter 24 verse 10. Go to open up these borders, he first closes them. As
his
first clothes, those of Uganda,
Africa,
of Africa, and all nations of the world. When he opens them up, he must have already prepared them for this work. That's why Apostle John Mulinde, God told him, open up borders of the world to Uganda.
Exactly,
but I don't exactly what it means and how he's going to do it. I don't know. I can't even imagine. He opens it to which extent? But what we shall hear in Isaiah chapter 6:20-21. And it shows. He first calls us enter into our chambers. He's come to punish the world for their
sins.
And we close ourselves in there for a little time. For a little moment. In shutting ourselves in, until his indignations will pass, then we come back. But in this time, he's closed the borders.
So,
now, Apostle John Mulinde, in this vision or prophecy on Uganda, in the year 1995, God told him, I'm going to open borders of Uganda to enter into nations. But he said, I'm not understood
exactly
it. Opening of borders, it
is.
Is he going to do it? And it goes to which far? The prophecy is in its time as today. And there are some of God's answers is brought on the world.
Or
in the midst of the main answer we see. That the aim of God locking you down, all of you.
Borders.
All borders. Roads in the houses. Because it's going to reopen up for this final work on this planet Earth. And the revival and restoration of the greatest in the last.
It
springs from Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Paragraph 3. of this vision and prophecy on Uganda in the 1995 through the Apostle John Mulinde of the Prayer Mountain,
Uganda,
and the World Trumpet Mission. This paragraph says this.
But he said, you will have an open nation. For I am going to bring many people from all over the world. Yes, he was with
praise me. Jesus.
Now
I think there's something to look at. When God has locked down borders of the world,
he's
left them troubles of the world, which the enemy Satan reaches it on them. Nations had decided to depart from God, worship Satan and his demons. When he will open up, they will run from different nations.
It
means opens borders from abroad in all nations of the world. This final work on this planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, one of those we shall move on to understand. Because in the Isaiah chapter 24, verse 14 to 16, we shall see.
When
reach to explain both ahead there, that there is even a song he promises to come from the east,
which
will call them come. Glorify the Holy One God. And it cometh from the east.
There are
even scriptures like Zechariah chapter 3, verse 9 to 10. And he sends them people with a pure language. His true worshippers from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. They are worshippers and they sing. When you read Daniel 11 verse 44, that they don't come just
singing,
but they even have good tidings from the east, breaking down schemes of Satan and his acts.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now
we said in this third paragraph,
but he said, you will have an open nation. I am going to bring many people from all over the world. People who are suffering. People with heart arches. People who have come to the end of themselves will come into this nation. I will make this nation a living fountain where the riches of my peace will be flowing.
Okulukuta olobugagga w'emirembe jange w'ulisinganibwa.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now he brings people and they've suffered. What we answer you as we tell you. Sickness of coronavirus. All troubles in the world since the year 2020 began. God wants to first put people in enough suffering. Let me tell you out there. He's choosing you for this work. God's left you suffer, for he has to bring you when you suffered. The other, you must have gotten tired. For in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30,
he
calls those who are weary and burdened. Bring people who are suffering. People who are broken hearted, suffered within a problem. People
who have
reached at their end. There is nothing else to do with themselves. And the wise have tried to solve problems of the world, they have failed. It means many problems are still coming until he's reached them to his
measure.
Then he sends them in this nation. Now we are prepared for you, brethren.
Right
from children of God in the church. And all you out in the world. That's why we've come to answer you. That no. Do not be worried. God has a reason why he's left all this to happen. The issue to be worried of is one I want to tell you. If you've not gotten contrite to come in this God's final work. From the four corners of the world where you are. He is still putting upon you his heavy hands. And his first made your schemes fall upon you, the devils. Satan and his demons, the fallen
angels.
And those who serve him, the children of men. And children of men who have refused to know God. And the hand of God is about to stretch it and it's so heavy. There you are just on the beginning of schemes of Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. There is where we are going to bring the many answers of God. Why there are many problems under the sun. From when the year 2020 began. There is an heading we read there. Which says. That God has made Satan and his demons, the fallen angels, the aliens, together with those serving them, their own schemes to fall on them. What is next? You will hear us understand what's moving on. And you understand why all these are moving on.
So agreement in NC.
Now we say this nation. You will make it the sourcing of life, the fountain of life.
Yes.
You will make it a fountain of life.
Ekurukutemu emirembe je obugaggo obw'emirembe je
the riches of his peace.
Naye tewali mirembe mirala.
But there's no any other peace.
Okujjako ejogerwa ko mbalumi 10:15.
Except spoken Romans 10:15. As we shall hear.
Ntinga birunji.
That how good
ebigere byabo
at a feet of
abalete enjiri y'emirembe.
Who bring the gospel of peace.
Peace
going to flow is of the gospel of the kingdom of God
and
the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. It already began. You pass the new generation which has the full knowledge of God and his glory.
Focus of God TVs and radios.
Focus of God television and radios and here.
Visit
our website and see.
www.focusofgod.com.
www.focusofgod.com and see how the gospel flows.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
When
we head on to the fourth paragraph of this vision of the Apostle John Mulindi.
Uganda.
On to Uganda.
The
prophecy on Uganda. From 1995. It says like this.
When the people of this nation shall come to this water.
Era abantu b'enseno we bali ja eri amazzi gano.
They will perceive it is.
Bali zulanti dala. They go.
And their heart will receive peace. They will be strengthened. They will raise up under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. They will turn with the fires of the Holy Spirit. Many will look to this nation for their solution. The wise of the world. The powerful of the world. And they will come down here to seek counsel from men and women of God.
The servants of God. Listen to this. That if you just reach there, where is the fountain of this gospel bringing peace? The new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory. And you just reach there. Or you visit those
ejikugambiddwako
waggulu. Those medias told you
about. Exactly, they will perceive it.
Exactly, they will perceive bajja kizula bakitegere.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
And their heart will receive peace.
Ereme tima jawe jirifune mirembe.
Nti wotuka uhulire enjiri nga yeyerete mirembe.
There you hear the gospel is what brings peace.
Okuja mitawana ejatandiko kuva mwaka 2022 lwagwatandika.
Our travels which began since 2020 began.
There will be strengthened.
Erabali sibwa mwamanyi.
Nti sitani wangu badaleso kutia kulio kubi.
Though Satan has brought his wrong fear.
Spoken,
Revelations chapter 21 verse 8.
So abatite bali ingira bwaka baka.
Those who fear will not enter the kingdom of God.
Kubanga Satan abatadde muntisa.
Satan has put them on the fear
coronavirus.
Of coronavirus.
Ngarita byemulira bi 5G 6G network
and brings the 5 and the 6G network.
Nebutuka murembe guno.
When you reach this generation.
For
final work of God we are laying.
Odamwa amanyi nola bila dalanga tusobolo yimira monako
zino. Get strengthened and so we can stand in these days. Okusina
mu Uganda kulali Africa.
Blessing in Uganda power.
You raise up under the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Dabali goloko ka wanswa mafuta go moyo mutuku.
Omoyo mutuku mbujuvuwe.
The Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Ndomo sambwe jakato.
The seven spirits of God. The seven eyes of God. And you rise up filled.
They will return with the fire of the Holy Spirit.
And they are filled
with
spirit of wisdom and understanding. Counsel. Power. Knowledge. Fear of God.
The
spirit of God in the fullness.
Many will look for this nation for their solution.
Banji bali tunulire gwanga lino eliyecho kuddamu chawe. Now, a solution over what? After many problems under the sun. Why we bring the answering of God to the world? Why there are many problems? In the world, from when the year 2020 began,
this nation is the solution to this problem.
Because
we have stood for that reason. Yes. The wise of the world.
Them two will seek solution, find it here. Now see. Many things are still coming which will fail the wise of the world.
And
those who seem to understand. And they reach to say, what can we do?
Now the answer is first before you have asked what to do.
The powerful
of the world.
They will seek for solution.
Yes. The presidents of all nations.
Yes, abakulembeze bamawanga gona.
Those the strong nations.
Amawanga gama.
The so-called 10G.
Abo we waita ba 10G, banakwata.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus.
Kagati gwetona manya oliyao.
There all things have happened. God had his secrets.
He's
revealed to us his prophets. First came proclaiming the first prophets in the apostles. Where there is apostle John Mulinde.
And they will come down here to seek counsels. From men servant and women servants of God.
He.
Yes. Yes.
Praise Jesus. You first come and see.
Counsel
with you and you have no spirit of counsel with yourself. Where the light of the word of God is.
Okay, paragraph
now, fifth paragraph.
He continued to say, I will open the borders of this nation. Because I am going to raise up men and women of this land. I will send them to the nations of the world. With the flag of revival. And whenever they will go. People shall flock unto them.
Abantu
because of what they are. But because they see they will see Christ in them. You see. borders za Uganda kutoka munsi zonna.
Opens up borders of Uganda reaching the all nations.
Oluvannyuma luziggalawo mu coronavirus
ono. After closing them down in this coronavirus.
Naye nga amaze okuteka okusinira mulembe omupya ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
But after he's prepared basing in the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
N'abamu ku abo bateekedde ebbaliwo obuweereza buno.
Some of those prepared outside this ministry.
Nga beetaaga kuyungako buyunzi tutandika omulimu.
They need to just join up, we begin the work.
Ndatume munsi zonna nga tukutte fulaga eyali.
Send us all nations holding the flag of revival.
Esubirwa okuva mu Africa.
Expected to come from Africa.
Nisira mu Uganda kuwali Africa.
Basing in Uganda, part of Africa.
Season na America.
All nations America.
Bungereza.
England.
Wachi tuita Europe.
Oh, Europe.
Ne Asia.
And Asia.
Bali ni revival.
They are waiting for this revival all along.
Eraga nti abaweereza bano we bonna bagenda okubeera.
Save the servants wherever they will be.
Bagenda kunganirwako abantu.
People will flock around them.
Sikubanga ejo kyebali.
Not because of what they are.
Naye kubanga bana wa Kristo mu bo.
Because they will see Christ in them.
Naye gwoloza Kristo bamulaba atya mu gwe.
Think how they see Christ in you.
Tujamira bako mu Yokana.
You will see that in John.
Esura eye 15
John chapter 15 verse 7.
Ebigambo bya Kristo bibera mufi.
If the words of Christ are in us. And we are in him.
Lwana akulamgo inamwe ebyani kwanga wajuzibwa.
That's why they see scriptures you feel.
Echo katonda chakola mulembo mpyo gwino okumanya katonda okujude.
That's what God does, the regeneration with the full knowledge of God.
Era tuzo kwanukula nti ebirute bichalinda bulinzi.
And we've come as something that we no more wait for that.
Mulimo gwa katonda okusemeka kusema zinga wenseno.
God's final work on this planet earth.
Revival.
The restoration, the greatest and the last.
This planet
Earth basing in Uganda, part of Africa. God's opened it up. And that's why his first left troubles happen under the sun. That they can see for solutions.
The
nation is come preparing for some time. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Son of the living God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the 16th paragraph, he spoke saying like this.
The Lord said,
Mukama yagamba,
I passed from long ago
to change
this nation into my own joy.
Okuchuse gwanga lino mu okuyigira mu sanyo lyange.
Is it Joel? Joel, Joel, Joel.
Joy?
No. J-E-W-E-L. J-E-W-E-L.
Okuchuse gwanga lino Elizabeth wangi, Joel.
And I will seal it upon my palm.
Era naliteka kuchibatu change.
I will make it glory in the nation.
Nyenda difula ekitiibwa eri amawanga. Now you see that what?
That he
purposed it from all.
Kufaddi.
From when?
In
Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 21. When he told the Israelites, I'll cause you jealousy with another nation. Entered 2 Samuel chapter 22 verse 44. Deliver me from my children Israel. The strangers will suffer. A new nation will suffer.
He's
come purposing it from old.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When he reached in Isaiah, chapter 65 verse 1 and 2. And it says, I was seen by those who never
inquired
of me, who ever thought of me. I told them, here I am. That's what caused us in the Uganda
mortal.
To confess saying, for God and our country. And we vow to stand for God. Even though we had never known him. God purposed it from all to make this nation into his glory. Make it his jewel.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus, Jesus much. He reaches Isaiah 19, verse 5 to 7. He marked it with the river Nile. The Isaiah 18, verses 1 to 3.
Ha? Na agamba manga gwe mugenda kubalabanga bajja
Told all nations, you see them come with a banner of revival. Even with a trumpet. And us today, he purposed it from old.
You
went to hear from the Australian vision that you had in the history. All he came purposed over that. To make this nation of Uganda
Zabuwe,
his jewelry.
And I will seal it upon my palm. I will make it glory in the nation. Yes,
praise Jesus much. For this final work on this planet Earth. Now, time has come, we see this come to pass. I told you, we in this new generation with the knowledge of God and His glory, we were given to lead in this work.
Lead
our brethren in Uganda and the entire world. Here we are not accepted to speak things to happen ahead. Pick those to happen in a few minutes, in a few days, in a few months.
Of
those coming to pass immediately.
Of
those which have come to pass. As we speak, they have come to pass. Praise Jesus.
The Lord purposed to make it a lamb.
Mukama yalubiru ojifula
in the nations.
Etabaza mu mawanga.
Okumulisiza mawanga.
To light into nations.
Tugenda kiraba ko mu Matayo sura yo kutano.
You're going to see that in the Matthew chapter 5.
Mulitabaza yense.
You are the lamp of this world.
Etabaza dabikira mu chikondo chetabaza.
The lamp which appears in the lampstands. That lamp
which
shows the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God,
when
there is a spirit of wisdom in the word, understand which is in the word, the counsel of God, as the word of God is, power begins from the word of God. It appears through the Holy Spirit. Light of knowledge of God. And it shines. The fear of God to hate evil.
And
to help many depart from evil. The Spirit of the Lord glorifies the Father in heaven. And together with His word, the Lord Jesus. Through Uganda. The Pearl of Africa. By the Spirit of God who has appeared as the Lamb. Now light has come out, which was promised, which will extend to all nations of the world, blessing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. He got purpose to be nation, lamp of the nations.
Not because they are
worth.
Not because of anything good they have done, but because I choose.
He just chose us. As he said, I'll have mercy to whom I'll show mercy to whom I choose.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Explain the scriptures as we've come here. Understand the seasons have already come. God answering the world. Why there are many troubles. From when the year 2020 began. Because it's officially
open.
His worldwide promised call. On the nation of Uganda in the era of AD. As it was on the nation of Israel. In the era of BC. It's God's final work on this planet Earth. Blessing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. It's known as the revival. The restoration
of
all things in the heavens and earth.
Here
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Paragraph,
the seventh paragraph. In the prophecy on Uganda, released 1995, the book entitled Nation
of
written by Apostle John Mulinde, the Prayer Mountain Uganda, and the World Trumpet Mission, the seventh paragraph.
The children
Abana
in this nation
Mugwanga lino,
who have the calling of the Lord, the multitude of the people we see in our churches, who look like ordinary believers, have gotten a mighty calling upon their lives. Omutume John Mulinde yategeza.
Apostle John Mulinde.
Mwaka gwa 1995.
Gathered in 1995.
Nti okuyitibwa okugenda tukira kwa abali ordinary mbirebyo nga bali makunganiro.
That call be fulfilled on people ordinary right scattered in synagogues.
Musi mu Uganda nga mwali mwa abasajja.
And in Uganda there
abakazi,
men, women,
n'abaana.
And the children.
Mu mwaka ogwo ffe twali baana.
In that year we were children.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
That,
and they have the calling of God. That things which that the multitude of people seated in churches in those days, who appeared as ordinary believers, they had a mighty calling upon their lives. As you see today, even though some were made to get started by the evil schemes of Satan, but let's remember, God speaks in the 1 Corinthians 6:30, and he said that you look to your calling, not many of your wives in those lands that are ones who were called.
God
choose the foolish of this world
and
makes them wise. Done to us in this generation
with
the full knowledge of God.
He
sends us to lead in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, to make you that God wants.
His
final work on this planet.
That will
send them in all nations. Indeed, glory of God
appeared
in this nation. And the holy land, a nation blessed.
He said,
Yagamba,
and many have gotten their ministries outside this nation. Some are supposed to go to other land in order to fulfill their calling.
Bali no genda mawanga malala okutukirizo kuitibwa kwawe.
But that has not yet come to pass.
Na yecho te china tukirira.
Nti mwana kwa 1995. Mwe atuwero buna bit ngate china tukirira.
Is when he gave us a prophecy.
Era no kutuko mwaka gwo 2022.
Up to the year 2020.
Sibate chitukiranga.
Had never come.
Na yo kutano lo mwaka 2022.
Started from year 2020.
Wegu atandika.
When it began.
Shimaze okutani ko kutukirira.
Already began to come to pass. And it's come to pass. God's final work on this planet
Earth,
facing in Uganda, revival, and the restoration, the greatest and the last on the planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, and we answer the world. Why? There are many problems in the world when the year 2020 began. The answering of God. The eighth paragraph
of
the vision
and
prophecy on Uganda in the year 1995 through the Apostle John Mulinde, it says like this:
Uganda is a nation with a clear destiny.
Uganda egwanga eririna magenda amalambulukufu.
Uganda is a nation with a clear destiny in God.
Uganda egwanga eririna magenda amalambulukufu mu Mukama.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now God,
Uganda,
when he said that Uganda has a clear destiny in God, it means what? That this clear destiny or the end of all things,
destiny,
for destiny,
the
good end of things, destiny.
He said
things will be accomplished right here of God. Because they began here.
Uganda is a nation with a clear destiny
Uganda,
in God. Since the time
Mukama.
Of the first explorers,
okuva mu biro byabo aba matwala abasoka okulambula ensi.
Mujukiranga tulaba.
You remember us seeing.
Engereze minundi esatu katonda jaze abikulamu okuyitibwa okuli ku gwanga lya Uganda.
The three ways through which God has come revealed the call of the nation Uganda and all the world.
Okwensiona.
Of the entire world.
Mungeri yokubiri.
In the second way.
Mweyogera ku kubyafayi baba European explorers.
When he spoke of the history of the European explorers.
Ne bajja banyonyolanga bagamba twazudde ensibuko.
Came explain say we discovered the source.
Yomu gachira.
Of the river Nile.
Twazudde ensibuko.
We discovered the source.
Yomu gogo.
Of that river.
Wali okuva muri Lake Victoria Nyanza.
Right from the Victoria Nyanza.
That
we have discovered
the source of that
old father holy liver.
It
comes right from Victoria.
Which
mostly explains.
Which cradle.
They say it ogusibuka ko. Which we carefully handle.
Kubanga wali ensibuko y'omuntu.
But that's where the origin of man is.
Omuntu.
Man.
We are sokero kubera.
Is where he first lived.
Mukubera okwe kunsi.
In his existing on the world.
Era. Ogunnyonnyole nnyo.
Which mostly explains.
Ebyenzikiriza yaffe y'ekikristaayo.
Concerning a born again Christian faith.
Kwegamba okubedda.
Now from all.
Destiny eyo.
That destiny.
Byatandikira wano mu Uganda kuwali Africa.
Right here in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. At it ends up here.
Mugwa Katonda ogusembayo.
It God's final work.
Osemazinga wense.
On this planet
Earth. Okusinira mu Uganda kuwali Africa.
Basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Uganda is a nation with a clear destiny in God.
Uganda lye gwanga namagenda malambulu kufumukama.
Since the time of the first explorers.
Okuva mu biro byaba explorer abasoka.
Who came to Uganda.
Abajja mu Uganda.
It is recognized that Uganda had a great redemptive purpose.
Kununula
mawanga.
Redeeming the nations.
Mukasera akaka tiabaga.
In the moment of chaos.
Ekigenderwa.
The purpose.
Uganda.
Let me
read it again. It was recognized that
Uganda
had a great redemptive purpose.
Don't be surprised.
Isaiah 19:19-20.
It will come to pass. There will be an altar and a pillar.
Wakati munsi e Misiri
of the land of Egypt,
ense Africa,
the land of Africa like today,
era kabonero,
in the sign,
era obujulirwa,
and the witness,
kunsaro,
unto the border,
eza Misiri
of Egypt,
over Africa,
or Africa,
kugamanda okusinira mu Uganda kuri Africa,
to say basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa,
era,
and
mukama alibatumira omukumi,
God will send,
omununuzi,
say them a savior.
Kati omununuzoyo
now that savior
ateko okulabikira mugwanga lino erina ekigendererwa
this nation with a
ekyokununula amawanga
a great redemption
mikono gyo mu bisitani
purpose from the hands of the evil Satan.
Mwabada jitambuliza.
Through which he's been moving there.
Ila mwabada subiro kujitambulize nyo.
When he expected to move the most.
Ukufo mwaka guno bili habiti nguata
andika. From when the year 2020 began.
Mwabu nabye watuwe wa December 3 moru.
As prophecy given December 31st.
Bili kumina muenda.
2019.
Kyo mwaka bili habiti.
That the year 2020.
Tegugena kusigwa kusaga.
It's not a joking year.
Kuwanga teguvanga owa ansi wenjuba.
It's never happened under the sun.
Kuwanga Satan.
Because Satan.
Agenda kulonchinga ebyechi emirimu jejechi vejechi taru.
Going to launch his most extreme evil works.
Umulini ndwa denzibu.
Whether even dangerous sickness. God promised us to raise the standard as you hear it today. According to Jeremiah chapter 4 verse
6.
Now all this you hear, the purposes of God written all in the scriptures. As you hear the Apostle John Mulinde,
Prayer Mountain, Uganda.
The Prayer Mountain, Uganda. He was given this vision. The prophecy on Uganda. In the year 1995. In the book entitled Nations on the Crossroads. He spoke and said,
It was recognized
that
Uganda had a great redemptive purpose.
Uganda alina ekirubirirwa ekyamanyi ekyokununula.
But as big as the calling of God is on Uganda.
Na yengo obunene bw'okuyitwa kwa Mukama ekuli ku Uganda.
But as big as the calling of God is on the Ugandan.
Na yenga obunene bw'okuyitwa kwa Mukama kuli ku Uganda.
Even so, the spiritual contentions. Is it contentions?
Eranga no kuwakana kw'omwoyo.
We have to recognize this war.
Tulina okuzula olutalo luno
in the spirit
mumwoyo
and determined to fight it to win.
Era tumalirire kululwa no tuwangula.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ntulwokuwa kuyidibwa kunene gagadde.
Because the call is big and great.
Nebo uliranga tukwanjula.
You to really are to
kuyidibwa kwa Katonda kwa za subiza maonga gonna.
God is worldwide promised call.
Ukusinda ku Uganda kulali Africa.
Yes, single Uganda Pearl of Africa.
Ukuyidibwa kwa Katonda.
God worldwide promised call,
Uganda,
which is the nation of Uganda in the era of
Eddie.
It was on Israel in the BC. And you wonder
how
big a day worthy. Hear the jealousy. And they add another. The final work of God on this planet
is
blessing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Not
and you
can
till it's the final work.
You
hear
her. Revival.
It's the revival.
And
the restoration.
And
the last on the
planet.
Blessing in Uganda,
Pearl of Africa.
And you till that is theirs.
Now,
you too, it is yours.
As
long as you believe
the living
God, he just gave us to lead on your behalf.
But
as that call is great and big,
even spiritual
contentions of demons, Satan and his fallen angels,
the
demons, the aliens,
and
the servants of Satan,
and
say we to have get determined, have to recognize in the spirit,
not
flesh, fight flesh with flesh,
but
in the spirit.
Determined
to fight and win.
Why we've been here in the message
with wild prayers.
Prayers,
broken principalities
down.
This call which is happening today as you hear it.
Yes, praise
Jesus much.
Paragraph when I assemble your
winner. Last ninth paragraph.
So much has happened since then.
Being Viva Devokuva Kuoru.
But rather than becoming absolute. Absolute.
Repeat.
So much has happened since then.
Being Viva Devokuva Kuoru.
But rather than becoming absolute. These words have become even more relevant today.
Naye ebigambo bino byeyongedde okubeera ebye
more relevant today than ever before.
Byeyongedde okubeera ebya ddala leero nga bwe kitabeerangawo. Ebigasa leero.
Every Ugandan need to carefully examine these words.
Buli na Uganda kimugwanidde okwekenneenya ebigambo bino.
First of all,
okusokera ddala,
to determine if they are indeed from God. And then what response one is going to give to them.
In the ark,
esuleyo
Chapter 2, verses 42, it says like this. Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
Ne baba ngabanyikiriranga okuyigirizibwa kwa batume ne mukuse kimu ne mukumenya emigati ne mukusaba.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Banyikiranga.
They continued steadfastly
mukuyigirize kwa batume
in the apostles doctrine
ne mukumenya emigati
and the fellowship breaking of bread.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era mukato ekuma na musavu
in the Acts 20
kiraga ne beyongeranga.
It shows the increase
ukakase ebigambo ebyo bawe biri bwe bityo.
To confirm those words whether they are like that.
Era ne bagenda nga ne babibuulira
and they went out preached to them.
Bakomawo kunona ebijja.
They came back to get new words.
Kati ngana yebwo ulide.
Now as you two you've heard
tugenda kuda mu kitundu ekyokutaano ekyokubiri.
Come back in the fifth part, the second part B. And we explain with the scriptures. Those who had us hint on that vision. The vision and the prophecy on Uganda. In the 1995. In the book entitled Nation and the Crossroads. Through the Apostle John
Mulindi.
Of the Prayer Mountain, Uganda.
World Trumpet Mission.
And the World Trumpet Mission. May God bless you. As you wait for that part. Thank you for coming.